Well, we're talking about moms this morning. We talked about a great program on the White Earth Nation to help moms. And a mom-to-be for the second time, Annie Dugan, joins us on the phone this morning. We thought we'd add a little bit of excitement into Where's Art this morning by hoping that you can make it through the next 5 minutes without having a baby.
If I suddenly scream, you'll know what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just really excited about art, that's all.
Well, exactly. So I got to ask you, you named your first child, you named your first son Truman. Are you going to name this one Art?
Oh, I don't know. We have a list, but I have not made any decisions yet. So
is art on the list?
I won't rule out. Everything is on the table. Everything is on the table. I could name him a symbol. I mean, I could be a visual artist and do like Prince did and just go for the visual symbol and have it be that.
Oh, I'm sure he'd be so grateful to you. Much like Dweezil Zappa was grateful to his parents for naming him Dweezil. Yeah. Okay.
So, there's plenty of good options out there.
Definitely. So what kind of art are you looking at this week?
Well, it is appropriate, actually, that this week is my entry into motherhood for the second time, because it's our free family day on Saturday at the Duluth Art Institute. So it's a family celebration week for art in all aspects. The Duluth Art Institute puts on quarterly a free family day, and it is it's a great exposure to Amy Barsek, the education director, does quite a few different projects. I think she does around 6 projects. And they're the kind of projects, you know, they take maybe, 15 minutes per table. She has the Lincoln Building in Lincoln Park, the Duluth Art Institute Lincoln Building, is this beautiful old Carnegie Library that has this gorgeous great hall. It's just got this warm, welcoming feel. And that's where the Free Family Day is. And she has all these different tables set up with different art-making activities. And it's a great combination. She tries to do some art-making activities that are with everyday materials that you can recreate at home. So she does sometimes, they've done before, like this great shaving cream marbling activity that you can do, or there's a lot of different activities that she does that you can say, all right, that was super fun, let's do that next weekend at home. And then she also has activities that you can't do at home. So they sometimes get the wheel out and throw pots. They have materials that you wouldn't necessarily have at home. So it's this wonderful way to come and experience art and get messy. I love just the opportunity to spend a day getting messy with your family or whoever you want to bring. You can just bring yourself, too. You don't have to bring your family. But it's 11 to 2 at the Duluth Art Institute Lincoln Building. And then something that I think is great, so February 8th, this Wednesday, Drew Digby has just opened a gorgeous new gallery space, 3 West. And the idea behind his space is that it is a space focused on artists. So he's really keyed into wanting to do some career planning for artists. And he's trying out his first basic, you know, career 101 for artists this February 8th, 5:30 to 6:30, sort of like, where do you start as an artist who wants to start a professional career or maybe has had a professional career, but is not having the success or, you know, could use more success. We all could use more success. So it's basically an intro into career planning, which is perfect timing because there's a lot of call for entries out right now. The Duluth Art Institute has a couple opportunities for artists. There's the Plein Air exhibition that's taking applications on the Duluth Art Institute website. That is this, it's a festival this summer for artists who create work outside in plein air. And it's not just painters. We've actually been trying to get some people from the Fiber Guild to participate. It can be any medium, but the idea is that you're outside creating art from the natural environment and reflective of the natural environment. So there's an open call for folks who want to participate in that. There's an open call for submissions for gallery exhibitions at the Art Institute right now. And then there's also a great show that's calling for artists called WTF, and it's a feminist art exhibition at Three West. That's due March 1st. So a lot of these options on February 8th, Drew can kind of talk you through how you apply for a gallery exhibition, which, as you know, takes a little planning and a little bit of coordination. So, and then for folks to get stuff on the calendar, the Duluth Art Institute is starting a reading club, and February 27th, which is a Monday, at the end of the month, we're reading View from the Studio Door, and it's basically how artists sort of find their way and make their way in the world. So a lot of focus on artists this month, which I think is fabulous, and that's the where's art that I've got for you, Lisa.
Okay, couple questions for you. Yes. Recommended a book last week by John Berger, who had died recently, and of course I wrote it down, but I don't have it in front of me,
sure.
So I can't remember.
Ways of Seeing.
I heard so much about that after that show, and it strikes me that if that's not one of the books for your book club, that might be a great selection, because I heard a lot of really good buzz talking about that. Also want to mention that Zeitgeist has a Ken Hansen art opening at 5 o'clock evening, and that Art on the Planet is doing an Art Fun Day today to let people's inner artist out to play. And this is the thing that, unless you're busy having a baby, I think you should do today. Up in Two Harbors at 5, it's called Build a Babe Workshop. They'll be using Crayola air dry clay, food dye, and imagination, and they will be creating Babe the Blue Ox, Paul Bunyan's companion. So doesn't that sound, that'll get you all, get all your artistic juices flowing so you'll be ready for the family day on Saturday.
Exactly. That sounds fabulous.
Well, Annie, you enjoy your break. Ha ha.
Thank you.
Yeah, like having a brand new baby is a break. I'm thinking not.
Such a vacation.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll be back. You'll be back hosting the show in about a month or so. Take excellent care of yourself. We'll keep our audience updated. We'll have live updates on the progress of your baby if you want. And in the meantime, take good care of yourself. Can't wait to talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan, the host of Where's Art, here on Northland Morning.